Welcome to Atheist Talk on KTNF AM 950, the progressive voice of Minnesota. Good morning to all of you joining us locally by radio and streaming online this Saturday. Or Sunday. It's Sunday, right?
It's Sunday.
I don't know. It was a good Saturday last night. All right. We appreciate you tuning in. Today is Sunday, January 19th, 2014. I'm your host, Brianne Bilyeu. And today I am very excited to be joined by the host of one of my favorite podcasts, Geeks Without God. They're here live in studio for the interview. Everyone, please welcome Molly Glover.
Hello.
Nick Glover.
Hi.
And Tim Wick.
Hi.
And you guys don't even know how much care I took with what order I put your names into this whole show. It was way too much time.
We've been spending a lot of time talking about it on the podcast. It might be the most important topic on the podcast for the last
like
2 months.
Ultimate semantic debate.
It's important.
Now, Geeks Without God is a podcast that covers topics both geeky and godly, so good job on that title, guys.
Thanks. We thought about it for a long time.
Godless.
Godless, yes. They have guests on their show, and they've discussed a huge range of topics, and I like this. I made this list for the website. I'm going to repeat it here. You guys have talked about comic books, leaving religion, glowing mice, morality, Douglas Adams, Christian role-playing games, sandwiches, separation of church and state, parenting, Pacific Rim, and Ray Comfort. And I wish that those last two had been in the same podcast.
Crossover
that could have worked.
That's the sequel.
See how the kaiju just fits right in your hand? You can't plan that.
Right.
Yeah.
The podcast is available on iTunes, and they religiously post a new episode every Tuesday.
I got that. Was clever.
See what I did?
Yeah.
During this live show, we welcome your interaction with phone calls to 952-946-6205, and you can email us at radio@minnesotaatheist.org. So, Nick, Molly, and Tim, welcome to Atheist Talk.
Thanks.
For having us.
Okay, and now I have to switch over to my other document because that one's done. I'm done with
awkward.
Good radio.
Yeah.
Okay, so you guys are all stupid busy. So why don't you tell our audience some of the things that you are doing outside of Geeks Without God? Because we'll spend
Holy
plenty
crap.
Of time on the podcast afterwards.
Well, Holy while crap. Tim thinks about all the things he does, I can at least speak for me and Nick. In case people don't know, we are married, and so most of the things we do together. We're involved in Fearless Comedy Productions with Tim. We all founded that comedy company. We also are members of Vilification Tennis, which Tim is pretty much in charge of, I'd say.
Pretty much in charge of.
He's a director. And, he's in charge, and we let him be in charge.
Yeah, they let me think I'm in charge.
You tolerate his parading around and pretending to lead things.
We work at the Renaissance Festival in the summertime. We both have full-time jobs. We also play a lot of video games, if that counts. But lots of arts and comedy and then this podcast.
Yeah.
You three are all comedians.
Yeah.
And you said a lot of things that I know what you're talking about, but maybe a lot of our audience doesn't. Fearless Comedy, Vilification Tennis.
Sure.
I'll let Tim talk about those since he's the sort of in charge most of the time.
I'm so excited. I get to talk the most. Fearless Comedy is a comedy company that we started up last year. Our goal is to produce fearless comedy, i.e. comedy that pushes buttons, comedy that pushes boundaries. We just we're just about to announce. I'm really excited about this because this is crazy. Coming up in April, we're going to do a comedy marathon, a 50-hour comedy marathon.
50
for a whole weekend called Die Laughing.
Which we will.
We're going to die.
That's the goal. That's how we know if we're successful or not, is how many of us are dead afterwards.
Exactly. And Vilification.
You guys are the audience.
Anyone. Yes. You're all invited
all
to die.
Death is invited for everyone. Vilification Tennis is an insult tennis game where four performers are on stage insulting each other. That's literally what Vilification Tennis is.
Like, your mother's so fat, she needs
no swearing.
Four belly dancers to teach her. I mean,
I'm going to go to that.
I flubbed my own joke because I realized I couldn't swear.
It's doubles tennis, but instead of volleying a ball back and forth, it's insults.
Yeah. I'm also, in a band called The Dregs, and we perform a lot. We just did a Christmas and a New Year's show. And we've got a St. Patrick's Day show coming up. And so, we all and I've got another podcast. I do a podcast called The Real Education with a couple of other comedy friends.
R-E-E-L. It's very clever.
Tim is also on I think he's still involved with the planning on the ConCom for Convergence, which is a local sci-fi convention, sci-fi fantasy geekdom that happens
everything.
In July.
All nerd bases
so that's,
covered.
That's even more of his time gone.
I also have a wife and children, and they don't
theoretically.
I like
me.
How that came low on the list.
Yeah. Well, it's important.
You know
well, they're
they
not
say.
Very funny.
Comedy projects 1 through 7, followed by God, followed by family.
It's, I think you got to pick country in there somewhere.
Oh, yeah,
too,
yeah,
you?
Yeah.
Is that how that goes?
Okay, so you do an atheist-themed podcast, and this is an atheist-themed show. So would you guys mind telling us a little bit about your religious influences, what you grew up with?
Sure.
I grew up Lutheran mostly. My dad grew up Catholic. My mom is the daughter of a Lutheran minister. And that side of the family, my mom's side of the family, is like I have cousins, aunts, uncles that are all in the Lutheran ministry. So they're fairly laid back, you know, Midwest Lutheran folks who, you know, don't really care about things like gay marriage one way or the other. I mean, pro mostly, but from that, it, I don't know, it was kind of like a lazy slouch into atheism. Like it didn't take much, but you know, there wasn't much to go from really. We weren't super religious as a family, and my mom is out as an atheist now, and her wife as well, and you know, their kids, my sisters, go to a Unitarian church in South Minneapolis every once in a while, but it's a community thing, not a religious thing. So yeah, lazy slouch. We didn't really, there wasn't like any big reckoning moment.
We were Catholic until I was about 9 when my mother and my biological father got divorced. My mom converted to Catholicism for my father, and I was pretty serious about it because I thought that it was magic. So I was all about like praying the rosary, and but I was also really about protecting myself from vampires. So they kind of went hand in hand.
Well, if anything in the Bible was true, it would have to be magic.
Well, that's
right?
Kind of what I figured. I asked if I could not eat any food for Lent one year because I wanted to be more like Jesus so I could have his powers. My mom was like, "That's not, you can't not eat for 40 days. They'll take you away."
She wasted an opportunity. I would have asked what powers.
Right?
Like, what are you going for here?
Just all of them, just the gamut. But
the powers.
Yeah, but so when they divorced, my father left the Catholic Church. I have been led to believe it wasn't exactly voluntary. He committed bigamy and adultery, so he was gone. And he became born again Lutheran with his new wife, and you know, because that's how you feel better about all the shit you did to people. And I then just kind of floated for a while and experimented with paganism and with Wicca and just kind of everything, and nothing took, and I realized I was an atheist. So
cool. And that was the first jump that John Paul had to make today, so thank you.
I'm really sorry.
Yeah, wait a little while for it to get the delay back up to 6 seconds.
I'm going to try really hard not to swear, but I was
there are a few F-bombs on Geeks Without God, so it's,
a few
it's a different
per minute.
Milieu here.
Yeah, that's...
I'm trying really hard, guys.
You're doing good.
It's FBPM. It's F-bombs per molly, and it's a lot. It's a lot of them.
So I was raised Catholic. I was actually confirmed in the Catholic Church. My dad was going to be a priest at one time. So my family, we went to a pretty hippy-dippy Catholic church that actually performed same-sex marriages until the local bishop came in and said, you got to stop doing that. Because we're not okay with that.
They were just doing ceremonies, like not legal.
They were doing not legal ceremonies.
Awesome.
This was before obviously it became legal. Hooray that it became legal. Anyway, so I tried really hard. I tried really hard to be Catholic, and I tried really hard to believe in it, and I never really did. And once I moved out for college, and there wasn't that church every week. I explored a lot of other ideas. I explored New Age pagan hippieism because that seemed, I don't know, kind of fun and interesting. And reading tarot cards was something that I did for a while. And, you know, I never really believed in any of it. And it was just a slow progression towards atheism, where I would try things and I would go, no evidence for this working either. And move on to the next thing, and there would be no evidence for that either. And finally I said, you know, I can't justify God at all.
That whole evidence things, face up religion all the time.
I kept insisting on miracles or magic, or I just kept expecting that something would happen because I felt pretty special. And so I
tangible
figured
results.
That, yeah.
That's all I wanted.
Yeah. And so, like, especially when I was dabbling in Wicca and I was really all about it, but then I had someone tell me that I wasn't a real Wiccan because I hadn't been named in a ceremony with a coven and all this. And since
sky
I didn't.
Skyclad.
Skyclad and all that. And I was very upset. And I'm like, what's the point of this then, if I still have to follow rules and belong to your group and everything? I mean, it's just another religion. And then I'm like, well, then I guess all religion is garbage. And then I'm like, well, that's a good, well, you know, now that I think about it, like, actually.
Actually, all religion is garbage. What do you know?
Yeah. Yeah.
So were you out atheist before the podcast?
Yes.
Did you talked about it. Your family knew it wasn't.
My family knew. I think my friends knew. I wasn't
maybe not as outspoken about it because it wasn't something we were talking about regularly, but it was certainly important to us.
Coincidentally, I was going to say, we all kind of became atheists around the same time. We all kind of started saying it more, but started saying it more after seeing Bill Maher's movie Religious. We didn't realize that until we talked later.
I was out online and talking about it. Not like, hey, everybody, I'm going to write another blog about being an atheist, but I was like, this is part of who I am, and if there's something that's going on that's relevant to me as an atheist, I'm going to talk about it. I'm not going to hide in the closet. That's what religious did to me.
Whatever the movie might be about during the movie, the end message of that movie is a very powerful message of, like, being outspoken and being counted, and I think that hit all three of us pretty hard.
Yeah.
That specific message.
And being an atheist, once you start talking about atheists, like, can it Pringles, right? I mean, you just it's more and more.
Yeah.
Because you're right. It's who you are. It's part of your life. And you're not out there proselytizing. It's just.
And it opens doors to all these other people who are like, yeah, I believe exactly the same way you do. And you're like, holy crap, I know 50 atheists and I didn't even know I knew one.
Yep.
Okay, well, with that, we're going to go to break. Everyone, please stay with us through the break. We'll return to Atheist Talk with our guests Tim, Nick, and Molly. I'm Brianne Bilyeu, and you're listening to AM 950, KTNF, the progressive voice of Minnesota.
This is Jack Rice. Join me on The Jack Rice Show every Sunday from 4 to 6 p.m. You know what we do? We tell stories. We talk to those people who write the stories. We talk to those people who are the first in the room, the people on the ground, to really understand what is going on. This is not from a distance. This is not from 10,000 feet. This is on the ground. The most important things going on in the world, we're talking about it right here on The Jack Rice Show, AM 950.
I'm Professor Burke from Farmers Insurance, and this is 30 Seconds of Smart. So you want to help fireproof your home, get an extinguisher, clean your chimney,
clean as a whistle, Gov,
test your batteries, have a family fire drill.
Stop, drop, and roll.
Clear your brush. Quit smoking.
My name is Bob.
Hi, Bob.
And, of course, talk to farmers about home insurance. Because the more you plan, the safer you can make your home.
We are farmers. Bum, 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 bum.
Get smarter about your insurance at farmers.com.
Brought to you by the Georgia Hancock Soy Agency in Mendota Heights. 651-491-5181.
Don't believe in God? Join the club. Humanists, atheists, and freethinkers have joined the American Humanist Association since 1941 to advocate for progressive values and equality for non-theists in America. Located in Washington, D.C., the American Humanist Association lobbies Congress on humanist issues, protects the rights of atheists in the courts, and supports more than 140 local chapters. Visit us at AmericanHumanist.org or find us on Facebook and Twitter to learn how you can join the club today.
There are those that say that the recent severe storms are God's judgment. There are those that say humans are causing climate change. Humanists know that knowledge of our world comes from observation, experimentation, and rational analysis, not from reading horoscopes or old writings. The Humanists of Minnesota are a group of humanists, agnostics, atheists, freethinkers, and others interested in finding rational and science-based solutions to our problems by meeting times and locations, and more at humanistsofmn.org. Like us at Facebook, too, or call us at 651-335-3800. The responsibility for our world is ours and ours alone.
Hi, my name is Mickey McCabe, and I'm the owner of Cucumbers Restaurant at 75th and Francine Dina. If you've never been to Cucumbers, it's a buffet-style restaurant with a huge variety of salads, homemade soups, bakery items, and hot entrees that change daily and nightly, plus our always fresh fruit and delicious ice cream. We're open for lunch and dinner, but Sunday brunch is my favorite time at Cucumbers. With scrambled eggs, waffles, French toast, bacon, sausage, baked ham, chicken fajitas, brunch potatoes, warm gooey cinnamon rolls, and many other items to choose from, it's no wonder why Q-Cumbers has always been a popular Sunday destination. So whether you're looking to skip Mass, someplace to go after Mass, or just great food to maintain your Mass, Q-Cumbers is the answer to your prayers. Bring in your church bulletin or Minnesota Atheist newsletter and receive a $2 discount off the buffet price. Q-Cumbers, one heavenly buffet at 75th and France in Edina.
Welcome back to AM 950, KTNF, the progressive voice of Minnesota. You're tuned in to Atheist Talk, and I'm your host, Brianne Bilyeu. My guests today are Tim Wick, Nick Glover, and Molly Glover, co-hosts of the podcast, Geeks Without God. If you'd like to speak with any of us, you can call us at 952-946-6205 or shoot us an email at radio@minnesotaatheist.com.
Or you can text Nick because he's been looking at his texts on break.
My brother-in-law is apparently watching us through the cameras and making fun of me. So.
Also, hi to Molly's mom. Hi, Molly's mom.
And my brother.
No. No hellos for Kevin. He gets nothing. He gets a baby in a week or two. That's what he gets.
Wow. We're supposed to applaud now, right?
That's yes. Yay. People like babies. Right. Yeah.
Well done, reproduction. You fulfilled your biological function. You can die now in happiness.
I prefer to die with all my money.
Okay, so back to the podcast. I think we're here to talk about a podcast. It's called Geeks Without God, and you guys decided to tackle the intersection between geek culture and atheism. So where did that come from?
Tim came to us, almost 2 years ago, roughly, and he said he wanted to do an atheist podcast that had something more to it. And since we're all comedians and we're all huge geeks, that would have been a good intersection of things. And so just the idea that there was a lot of overlap between all of our atheist friends were also huge nerds, you know, so it seemed like it was going to be hitting that sweet spot of, you know, not just another atheist podcast, not just another geek podcast, but bringing two things together that seemed to go well together anyway. But,
and we'd never run out of, I mean, since that's such a big part of both those topics for all of us, so heavily involved in our lives, we never run out of things to talk about or people to talk to.
Yeah, for me, as I'd been out as an atheist, and I also ran Convergence, which is a big science fiction convention here in Minnesota, I found so many people that were involved in Convergence that were also atheists, and I was like, there's a really big intersection here. And so it felt like a really natural thing to take those two things that I was passionate about, geeky stuff and atheism, and combine it into one podcast. Mm-hmm. And it's true. There's never been difficulty coming up with topics for the podcast. If we don't have a good atheist topic, we always have a good geeky topic that we can cover.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
And it's nice because, well, I mentioned it in the write-up for our website that the more people start talking about any subject, whatever it is, in this case atheism, the more it becomes more public or more socially acceptable to talk about it, you're going to find intersections.
Absolutely.
You're going to find, it's like you're hanging out with people at your sci-fi convention and you just happen, oh, you're an atheist. So it's a really natural progression, as you know, I think it's a good sign for atheism.
Yeah.
Well, and the more that you talk about it, the more people say, oh, I mean, I know Molly isn't an idiot or a jerk, and so like she's also an atheist.
Whoa.
That's nice. I mean, well, you know, that's actually a popular opinion from most people that I'm not a total
most
jerk.
People that she's not married to,
most
apparently.
People, yeah. But no, I mean, just showing people that, you know, we're successful comedians, you know, we have regular jobs, we do all these other things, and we're atheists. And so it's not just Hitchens or some distant figure that you can't quite relate to.
As comedians, we've also discovered the crossover in comedy
and
atheism is extremely high. There are a lot of comedians who are atheists, higher percentage than in the regular public. Mm-hmm. So that crossover works in our advantage as well.
Yeah. We've had some good guests due to that particular crossover.
Mm-hmm. Now, your first podcast went up in July of 2012. I believe you debuted at Convergence. Is that right?
Correct.
Yes. We recorded our first two there.
Very nice.
Yeah.
And
first three, maybe.
80 episodes later.
Yeah. I mean,
you guys have had an episode come out every Tuesday.
Without fail.
Without fail.
Not a single, even.
Holidays and everything.
Nope. There was
pneumonia and kidney stones,
yes,
and whatever
drunkenness.
Else.
It doesn't matter. No. It doesn't matter. It's going to happen.
Yeah.
Yeah. So would you say that you found your groove? Are you getting comfortable with the way that the show's going, with the format, with?
I think so. Tim does a lot of the editing and like the write ups of the episodes before putting them up online,
and then just kind of stumble in.
Well, we've got a long commute out to Tim's place, where the fabulous studio is.
The beautiful basement studio.
But we, even during when we're all working 75-hour weeks at Renaissance Festival, between our regular job and Renaissance Festival, we're still recording in Tim's trailer at night before one job and between the other, you know.
Right after cast call, but right before the cannon goes off.
Yeah, it's been a lot of fun, but it does feel like we've hit a groove, because at this point now we've kind of gotten it down. You know, every other Tuesday or so we usually record at least two episodes, sometimes three. You know, we have our guests lined up. We have all the five questions that we're ready to go to, and it just kind of feels like more like a well-oiled machine now. But I look forward to the next years. I think it's going to get better and better.
Yeah, I love it. We've got a good groove. What we're talking about right now is some technology upgrade.
Yes.
Because, you know, we're just using a microphone sitting in the middle of the table.
Omnidirectional microphone.
Yeah. And it's a good mic. I'm not going to complain about it. But we'd like to be able to actually do some remote interviewing. We've got a lot of people outside of Minnesota who have expressed interest in being a guest on the podcast, who would be awesome as guests on the podcast. And I'm super picky about sound quality, so I don't want to just, you know, try and record it off of Skype and hope that you can understand what people are saying. So I need to do some research on the technology to make that next step.
Yeah.
A little bit of fundraising.
We've been hitting forums and I don't know anything. I'm not an AV nerd. That's not the flavors I am at all. So I've been hitting in some forums and talking to some production friends of Molly and I about, like, what kind of soundboard do we need if we want to have individual mics, if we want to have, you know, a little bit better recording. Like, how much can we spend? How much do we need to spend to not just throw our money away on garbage?
But I think we've thrown around the idea of doing like a silent auction or something, you know, sometimes that we can actually like raise the money, not just ask for a Kickstarter or do something. We want to actually have some kind of tangible results for our listeners who would help us with that. So we're waiting to put it together. We're talking it over and figuring out what we want. So
those, you know, I've Kickstarter, dang it.
Yeah.
I've seen some things where it's like, if you give me $1,000, I will sacrifice my time and my attention and fly to Europe and do this interview. So don't do something like that.
No.
Although I need to point out that I would totally fly to Europe.
That's a good thing you would do.
In general, I will fly to Europe.
If anyone wants to fly Tim to Europe.
I will do that. I will sacrifice so much.
Yeah.
Geekswithoutgod.com if you're...
So, yeah, if you have any advice, email Tim, Nick, or Molly at Geeks Without God and tell us how to do this.
You guys have the website. You've got a Facebook group for your fans, Twitter. Any other ways that you're out there promoting yourself, aside from your fabulous stickers?
We have beautiful stickers.
We do.
Absolutely.
We're on iTunes. We had a listener send us a bunch of designs really early on in the podcast, actually, for buttons and stickers, just – hey, I do graphic design. I love your podcast. Here's some designs for you. And we've turned some of their designs into buttons and stickers that have been fun. It's super flattering.
We like fan art. We'd like more of it, I think, is what we're saying right now.
www.gigsalad.com.
Brienne actually sent us some fan art about 2 months ago.
Yeah.
It was great.
That's right.
I'm gonna jump in a time machine and make us a MySpace page.
Oh, that's going to be great.
It was great. It already happened.
Who was
time
our
travel.
Top
so great for 2 weeks, MySpace.
Okay, so we are going to go to break. We'll be right back. I'll return with our guests Molly, Tim, and Nick after the break. Please stay with us. I'm Brienne Bilyeu, and you're listening to Atheist Talk on KTNF AM 950.
The Wake Up Call Radio Show is where you will find the education, encouragement, and information you need to change your mind and change your health. The Wake Up Call is a resource of practical knowledge in the pursuit of integrated health and wellness. We bring balance to your mind, body, and spirit with entertaining discussions on a variety of topics so you can make an informed decision. Health is more than just an absence of illness. That's this Saturday at 9 a.m. here on AM 950 and online at thewakeupcallradioshow.com. The Wake Up Call Radio Show is an outreach of the Bhakti Wellness Center.
East meets Northeast at Ginger Hop, where Asian fusion is fun, not fussy. This is Katie, co-owner of Ginger Hop. We offer Asian classics as well as dishes like beer-battered walleye satay with wasabi tartar. Pair your meal with a terrific local craft beer. Try our savory curries, fun dishes like the Kim Jong Il burger, and awesome appetizers. Ginger Hop has fare for everyone, including vegan and gluten-free items. Ginger Hop at East Hennepin and 2nd Street Northeast.
We humans arrive on our planet knowing nothing. In our first 2 years, we learn how to clothe and feed ourselves, as well as the basics of communication. Humanists know that knowledge of our world is derived by observation, experimentation, and rational analysis. The Humanists of Minnesota are a group of humanists, agnostics, atheists, freethinkers, and others interested in finding rational and science-based solutions to our problems. Find our meetup group, meeting topics, book clubs, newsletters, and other activities at our website, humanistsofmn.org. Like us on Facebook or call us at 651-335-3800. The responsibility for our world is ours and ours alone.
Atheists, secular humanists, and free thinkers, here you are listening to the Minnesota Atheists Talk Radio Show, Atheist Talk. We hope you are enjoying it. If having a frankly atheist perspective on the radio waves appeals to you, please consider making a contribution to our radio fund. Our contract came up for renewal, and we need your help if you want the program to stay on the air. That will make sure that you can continue to have opportunities to hear interesting speakers with non-religious perspectives, and you can call up and ask them questions, too. Get the details on our website at minnesotaatheists.org, where you will find buttons to make it easy to make a secure donation through PayPal. Or, if you have a business and would like to reach an intelligent, progressive audience, please contact us through our website. That's minnesotaatheists.org. Or call us at 612-588-7031. If you are interested in us, we are interested in you.
Don't believe in God? Join the club. Humanists, atheists, and freethinkers have joined the American Humanist Association since 1941 to advocate for progressive values and equality for non-theists in America. Located in Washington, D.C., the American Humanist Association lobbies Congress on humanist issues, protects the rights of atheists in the courts, and supports more than 140 local chapters. Visit us at AmericanHumanist.org or find us on Facebook and Twitter to learn how you can join the club today.
This is John Paul with your AM 950 weather update, brought to you by It's a Pet's Life. Today will be mostly sunny with a high near 34. Tonight, a chance of snow and freezing drizzle before midnight with a low around 9. Then on Monday, cloudy with snow likely before 3 p.m., a high around 3 and wind chill as low as negative 12. It's a Pet's Life is a locally owned pet food store offering the highest quality pet food available. They have stores in Edina and Plymouth. For more information, go to itsapetslife.com.
We're geeks without God. We don't recognize moral authority. We don't accept divine superiority. We're geeks without God.
Welcome back to Atheist Talk on AM 950 KTNF. I am here today with Nick Glover, Tim Wick, and Molly Glover, co-hosts of the podcast Geeks Without God. That was their theme music coming in.
I hate that song.
Oh, my God. It is so catchy.
Tim and our friend Jeffrey Brown wrote that song, and it is super catchy.
We get the most feedback about the song.
Yeah, literally.
Over everything else.
Nothing but comments about our song.
You guys need to do a sing-along at one of your live
shows. Oh, that's a good idea.
Audience in on it.
Yeah. You can make that happen at Convergence.
Yeah.
Well, as you guys can tell, I've got these guys in studio. If you have any questions or comments for Nick, Tim, or Molly, please call us 952-946-6205 or email us radio@minnesotaatheist.org. Okay, so let's talk a little bit about, you know what, actually, I wanted to bring up your website tagline, because it's just, I love it, and I knew what it was, I was so proud, I was like, yeah! It says, no mystical energy field controls my destiny.
Right.
Han Solo.
That is from
Nick,
Star Wars.
Nick just stuck that up there when he put up the website.
The Force.
I kind of put it there as a placeholder at first, just because we didn't really have a tagline, we hadn't discussed it, I was just like, that works. And these two are like, that's perfect.
Brilliant.
Just leave it there.
It's perfect.
Yeah.
And I found the whole quote, so I want to read that
for okay, yeah.
Right. Because it's beautiful. It says, "Kid, I've flown from one side of this galaxy to the other. I've seen a lot of strange stuff, but I've never seen anything to make me believe that there's one all-powerful force controlling everything. There's no mystical energy field that controls my destiny." It's beautiful. I mean,
yeah,
it's skeptical,
it
and it's God-free. It's wonderful.
But it's also like appreciating, acknowledging that the universe is an amazing place, and there is awesome stuff without fake stuff.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Exactly.
Okay, so your podcast, you've had on lots of guests. You've had really geeky topics. You've had really serious topics that deal with the harm that religion does, atheism, non-belief, leaving religion. What would you say is your – let's go with the most serious guests or topics that you've discussed first.
Well, you know, we had an episode about grief and grieving as an atheist with our friend Eric Knight, who recently lost his father, and just talking about how you grieve when you know that this is all there is. And if you are just, you know, pretty confident, at least, I'd say most atheists are positive or agnostics are pretty confident that there is no afterlife, there's nothing beyond what we have now. So how do you deal with knowing that you're never going to see that person again, as opposed to the really nice, wonderful fiction of heaven and, well, we'll be reunited one more time and they're in a better place now. And so I think that was a really serious but good serious. Like it felt cathartic for all of us, for Eric. I mean, just for everyone who – I had people tell us after that they listened to it and were dealing with grief in their own lives right then, and it was really helpful. So it's – I think that is a good example of how, you know, we're not always funny.
Oh, boy, we told some good jokes about
dead
people.
We did.
Oh, my God. Whoa.
I think one of the more serious episodes we had was a fairly recent one. We had the entertainment director of the Minnesota Renaissance Festival, Kerr Hagerman, on as a guest, and he talked about some sexual abuse that had happened to him as a child at a religious day camp,
yeah,
a YMCA day camp. Yeah. And that was a pretty heavy episode, though still, like, he's a funny guy. Mm-hmm. He's inherently a quality entertainer with mm-hmm. years of experience entertaining people. So,
and he's taken that very dark experience and turned it into something very positive.
Yes.
He has. He really has. He's talked about it to groups and to camps and
when you're in the down middle of him talking about that experience, it was pretty dark and pretty.
Yeah. I was serious on a lot of muscle relaxants, and it was still pretty heavy. So I'll tell you that right now. I had hurt my back, and so my memories of that episode are vague. But it was very, very interesting to hear someone be so frank and open about it. And I think that more of that is what needs to happen when it comes to clergy abuse and things like that.
The one that comes to mind immediately, we have a friend, Tony Miller, out at the Minnesota Renaissance Festival. He's extremely intelligent and very thoughtful, and we had him on for a podcast. I don't even remember what the initial topic was. Oh, it was because he was a Mennonite, and we wanted to talk about coming out of that. But he talked a lot about same-sex marriage, and we got into a really deep, I think, angry conversation.
Before, that was during the Vote No.
It was during the Vote No campaign, and we were all – I think at that point, pretty sure that the amendment was going to pass.
Yeah.
And we were pretty angry about it because we all felt very strongly that same-sex marriage shouldn't be illegal according to the Constitution.
Illegal or like an issue at all.
Yeah. Yeah. And it was so we got really serious and, like I say, really, really angry. And to listen to that podcast now, when we all, I think, were despairing a little that this thing was going to happen mm-hmm. and how it's turned around in the year and a half since then, mm-hmm. is pretty cool to me.
Yeah, absolutely.
Okay, so from that end, to geekiest guest or topic.
You know, we had Joseph Scrimshaw, who's a local comedian, playwright, just general performer, actor, amazing dude, and Renaissance man, really. And he was on, and he is super geeky, and it was kind of a geek out moment for me because I've been a fan of his before I got to know him. So, like, being kind of a friend of his now is always a little bit like, oh my God, Joseph Scrimshaw. So it was like, it was kind of a geek
is
out.
Is that how you talk for the whole interview?
Yeah, pretty much. Yeah, no, but it was kind of a geek out moment for me to be able to be talking to him about it. But also, you know, he was talking about his Flaw Fest and his comedy albums, his geek stuff, and his whole Joking Envelope is his company and things like that. So that was a really fun local, you know, geek moment for me and for the listeners.
And it's interesting that, I mean, we did say geeky, not silly or funny. I actually remember that episode as being a very serious one, one that provoked a lot of thought for me, because he was talking about the joking envelope and the idea of what's funny and what's not funny. And I believe that was around the time that there was the kerfuffle about rape jokes.
Yes.
So that was...
Yeah, well, and that's another geeky thing. I mean, comedy theory is super geeky to talk about. Like, the idea of what's funny and what makes things not funny versus how can you turn something not funny into comedy, like a rape joke, for example. I mean, which is not easy. Let's just say that.
Yeah.
Yeah. And Joseph is super nerdy when it comes to comic theory, so it was great to have him on and have that conversation. And yet, what most people don't know is that comedians do that all the time.
Oh, yeah.
That's what comedians are talking about when they're not writing jokes, is the theory behind writing jokes.
And how much they hate themselves.
Yeah. That was the first time I'd heard about punching down versus punching up in comedy.
Oh, yeah.
I learned so much from that episode.
Excellent.
I think the geekiest episode for me was when we were at Skeptech. We recorded with Zach Wiener-Smith, the writer, the creator of Saturday Morning Breakfast Cereal, the webcomic. And so that was like my fanboy moment, because I really love that comic. And
we're so nervous.
I was really nervous. And I was – it was kind of my turn to host that one too, so I was extra nervous. And I you know, like, big fan of his stuff, so I felt like fanish. Like, kind of like fanboy nervousness, and he's a very bright guy. He's remarkably intelligent,
and
which
nice.
Is a little intimidating.
Super smart. My geekiest one was when we actually got to record with my son Alex, who's 14 and who's been an out atheist since he was 9, and just talking to him about being an atheist from an early age. And we didn't try to indoctrinate him. We didn't try and say, you need to be an atheist. He just made that decision on his own. And I liked being able to bring him on and talk to how you can make this decision at a young age. And also we got to geek out about Hitchhiker's Guide to the Galaxy, which he had just been reading, and I read at the same age, and it was kind of fun to watch my kid growing into being a geek. So he's not going to date, but at least...
He's got that. We have a question by email here. August, who's local, is wondering if there is a common theme between geeks, comedians, and atheists. And he's wondering if that theme might be related to evidence and irreverence. Is that something that
definitely irreverence, I think. I mean, a lot of the idea with geekdom is that we've all been sort of outcast in a way for what we love. And I mean, now it's popular and now it's cool to like
it's
geek
cool
stuff.
To be outcast.
Exactly. Now it's cool. All the geek stuff that I literally was made fun of for liking it all, you know, comics and being into sci-fi and things like that now are pretty cool. And there's lots of celebrities that are into them. And so that idea, and comedians generally are not, you know, we're class clown. You're not popular. It's a coping mechanism for a lot of people.
Self-loathing.
Yeah. And then atheism, again, outliers of society. So I definitely see some intersection between the outlier idea and the irreverence idea for sure.
Yeah. And I don't want to say it's intelligence, but I think all three of those groups.
But you're
going
to.
Sure. but all three of those groups are very thoughtful. All three of those groups are not likely to take something on faith. They're likely to really ask the question. I mean, a comedian's going to look at it and go, what's messed up about this that I can make fun of? And when you're looking at religion, you can find so many things that are messed up about religion that it's very easy to go, well, this doesn't make any sense. And with geeks, you're so into science fiction, you're so into fantasy that it becomes really easy to look at science fiction stories and look at religion and see how they're kind of the same thing.
Mm-hmm.
And
mythology.
Yeah. So I it feels like it is the way geeks and comedians intellectually process things that makes them more likely to come to that conclusion.
An attention to detail that comes with like a real deconstructionist view on things. Like fans will take apart, I mean, you know, Firefly, and there's, you know, blueprints of the ship, and everyone knows like how it's built and the size and all
Star
that.
Wars,
the science. There's, you know, real science books written on fake science fiction, you know, movies and stuff like that. Mm-hmm. Whereas comedians also are trying to take things apart to figure out why it's funny.
Yeah.
And atheists are always analyzing and trying to figure out, you know, why I don't believe this or where the evidence is.
So pedantic is also
yes.
another.
Yes, I think, yeah. Pedantry and outcasts.
Right.
Or is that like to say pedantic?
Yeah.
Pedantic. Yes, actually?
let's talk about something that you guys have been doing for a little while now. You fundraise for Camp Quest.
Yeah.
Which
many of our listeners, I think, would probably have probably heard of, but why don't you tell us what it is and why you chose to support it?
Sure. Camp Quest is a secular summer camp, so it's not specifically an atheist summer camp, but it's a summer camp that is about science and is not doing anything from a religious perspective. It's just getting kids to think.
Skepticism and free thought.
Yeah, skepticism and free thought, and we really like that idea. So we did a campaign last year over the holidays for $500 to sponsor one kid to go to that camp. And we are actually today launching a new campaign to sponsor another kid this year at that camp.
Mm-hmm. And they're 501c3.
Yep, so you can donate on our website right now.
What is that website?
Geekswithoutgod.com.
It's true. And there's a little button if you on the upper left. There's a little Camp Quest Razoo, like, donate widget. Here button widget. Yeah.
And we've got a goal of 500, which sponsors one kid. But we will take more than that, because if we made it to 1,000, we could sponsor two kids to go to summer camp.
Because that's twice as much as 500.
Math. Yeah,
amazing.
I know. Yeah. That's because we're atheists. We know math.
That's how that works.
I think. Yeah.
All right, let's go to break here. Please stay with us. We'll return to Atheist Talk with our guests Molly, Nick, and Tim. I'm Breon Bilyeu, and you're listening to AM 950 KTNF, the progressive voice of Minnesota.
More than 5 million Americans, many of them older, have a heart condition known as atrial fibrillation, or AFib. I'm Mary Jo McGuire, Minnesota State Senator. Women in Government urges you to learn the symptoms of AFib: palpitations, trouble breathing, chest pain, dizziness, or fatigue. Treatment for AFib can return the heart to its normal rhythm and sufferers to active lives. Visit womeningovernment.org.
I'm Professor Burke from Farmers Insurance, and this is 30 Seconds of Smart. So you want discounts on your home insurance. Upgrade your roof. Upgrade your plumbing. Get a burglar alarm. Get a fire alarm. Combine policies with your spouse. Bundle your coverage. Quit smoking. And, of course, talk to Farmers, because the more you know about home insurance, the more you can save.
We are Farmers. Bum, ba, dum, bum, 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 bum.
Get smarter about your insurance at Farmers.com.
Brought to you by the Georgia Hancock Soy Agency in Mendota Heights. 651-491-5181.
I've never met another atheist.
Sure you have. Non-believers make up 12% of the population.
Then where are they?
You can meet us at book clubs, pub crawls, discussion groups, movie nights, monthly meetings.
Okay, I get it. How am I going to keep track of all this?
Easy. Sign up for Minnesota Atheist Meetup Group and subscribe to AWE.
What's a meetup group?
Meetup is an online networking site that helps people build communities. We have over 700 members with at least two events every week.
And what is AWE?
It stands for Atheist Weekly Email. It comes out every Friday and lists everything that's going on.
How do I sign up?
Go to the Minnesota Atheists website, minnesotaatheists.org. On the left, click on the words Get Awe-Inspired.
And for the meetup?
Look for the red meetup badge on the right. Above it are the words, click here to check out the meetup group.
I'm sold. Minnesota Atheists, Meetup, and AWE. What's that website again?
MinnesotaAtheists.org.
Hi, my name is Mickey McCabe. I'm the owner of Cucumbers Restaurant at 75th and France in Edina. Many who have dined at Cucumbers are of the opinion that our buffet has evolved from an older, more country-style buffet. They look at our 50-foot salad bar and can imagine a smaller ancestor with far fewer choices. An ancestor that didn't offer as many hot selections or have a bakery with fresh baked muffins and breads. Didn't offer homemade soups and lacked the fresh fruit and ice cream bar that Cucumbers customers have grown to love. But some will say, where are the transitional buffets? In addition, they look at everything that we offer and say that Cucumbers is irreducibly complex. If you were to move just one of our offerings, the entire buffet wouldn't function. Well, I would like to think that Cucumbers was intelligently designed, since I helped design it. But at the same time, it truly is an evolutionary step up the buffet ladder. And as always, if you bring in your atheist newsletter or church bulletin, you will receive a $2 discount off the buffet price. Cucumbers, one heavenly buffet at 75th and France, Edina.
Thank you for tuning in to Atheist Talk on AM 950 KTNF. I'm your host, Brianne Bilyeu. Before we return to our guests, Tim Wick, Molly Glover, and Nick Glover, we have just a few announcements. First, I'd like to thank our sponsors. Thank you to Cucumbers Restaurant at 75th and France in Edina. Thank you to the Humanists of Minnesota. You can learn more about the Humanists of Minnesota at humanistsofmn.org. And thank you to our supporter, Georgia Hancock Soy, your local farmer's insurance agent. Listeners, if you appreciate and enjoy listening to this program, if you like having on funny people like we've got this morning, we encourage you to visit MinnesotaAtheist.org to donate to our show. You keep us alive over here. You keep us on the air. Our music is composed by member Brent Michael David. And as always, you can check out our website, Minnesota Atheist website. We have podcasts of previous programs. You can subscribe to the Atheist Weekly email. And if you aren't already, you can sign up to become a member. We've got articles, book reviews, and a calendar of upcoming events. You can check out the cool events that we've got coming up every week. And, yeah, that's all there in our calendar, so check it out. Thank you for listening. Let's get back to Nick, Molly, and Tim. They're getting a little fidgety here. So. Very short attention spans.
We're used to talking, so not talking is really uncomfortable.
Tell me about it.
Okay, guys, we have 7 minutes and 29 seconds. We're going to try to do something that usually takes you longer than that.
That's an understatement.
Every podcast that you do, there is a section called 5 Questions.
Yes.
And so I have 5 questions for you.
Oh, boy. Boom. Oh, boy.
Ready? So let's just dive right into those.
Yeah.
What do you like best about living in Minnesota in the winter?
The snow.
Really?
I love it.
Really?
I love it.
I like having snow. It also, it murders all the extra poisonous stuff.
Yep.
So we don't get, like, super poisonous snakes or spiders or anything like that.
Leaving Minnesota and telling people that I live in Minnesota and having them give me this really, I feel sorry for you look like, oh, that's too bad. And my response is, you know what? I wouldn't live here if I didn't like it.
Right.
The snow and cold keeps out the riffraff.
Yeah.
It does.
Oh, dear.
Yeah. And I think all those people that are looking at me like that don't live in Minnesota. That's good.
We can feel a little bit more hardcore than everyone
else. We don't
need
you.
Yeah.
All right. Number 2. If someone rented a billboard for you, what would you put on it?
I would put on the billboard one of my vilification tennis jokes and then, like, come to vilification tennis. One of the cleaner ones. But I have clean ones. But I think that I would love more people to come to vilification tennis shows because they are so funny. And we are just,
they are
really stepping up the game lately. And I wish more people were seeing it. So
if it was Geeks Without God billboard, I think we'd want, like, a nice big logo over there and, like, the three of us, like, traditional happy, like, we have cups of coffee, like, morning TV show hosts.
Oh, a billboard for our show.
Yeah.
I thought you meant us personally.
No, I meant personally. Anything you want.
But, I mean, for
like
happy talk show hosts, coffee cups in hand, like sitting in front of a big bay window.
Get my hairstyle
like,
with a big frosted bomb.
Yeah. But, like, super, super 90s or 80s, like, very dated.
Shoving buddies.
Right.
I'd want to put up a Fearless Comedy billboard just because I love our logo, Fearless Frank, which is this blindfolded dude smoking a cigarette, just looking all bad.
Ready for the...
I don't think I can say the word I was going to say. So just looking awesome.
He's one bad MF.
A bam.
Bad my friend?
Yeah, he's a bad my friend.
Yeah. I was going to say the Geeks Without God one, but Nick stole it. So.
Oh, Nick.
Take that.
All right, so this one's a little more serious. What would you like Congress to address that would make this country a slightly better place?
More science funding is always good.
Yeah.
I like that one.
Repeal DOMA.
Yeah.
Just repeal it.
Rape culture. I'm just going to say it. I am tired of it being acceptable and that there's no penalties for admitted or convicted rapists. There's barely any penalty. People go to jail for way less. And
great. Molly won that one.
It bothers me. Yeah. And
play the rape card.
Oh.
Don't they look like jerks now?
No. Yeah.
Don't they look like male chauvinist jerks?
Just a bunch of misogynists over here. All I want is science.
Same-sex marriage. Who cares about that?
What? Okay, so this is the next one. What is the best or worst piece of advice you've ever been given? I offered to let you look at this beforehand.
I would say that I was told regularly by people who thought they were helping me out that I should just do something about the way that I'm looking in high school because I wasn't wearing makeup or dressing up or anything, and it was just, you should just do something about
this. Oh, my God,
this.
You guys, you should see Brienne's face right
wow.
now.
So there were two Mollies in my high school grade, and I was other Molly, and the other one was pretty Molly. So that's that'll tell you a little something about that.
There's a lot of rage going on in Brienne's
face. so much right now.
I was in summer camp, and it was a religious summer camp, and I was a bullied kid. A lot of nerds
Weird.
Were. I know, it's crazy. And I'd been bullied, and I was crying, and a camp counselor came up to me and told me that it was all okay because God loved me. And as long as God loved me, then what they said didn't matter. And she was wrong. What they said mattered a lot.
Yeah.
My mom was gave me a lot of good advice, especially like as a teenager. But like her response to me saying I was bored was that only boring people are bored, and no one else is responsible for your happiness. So find something to do because no one's going to do it for you.
That's bad and advice.
That's great advice.
No, she did say good or bad advice.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
That's
okay.
Great advice. Yeah. Like if once you realize that no one else is responsible for you being happy or sad, like that's so liberating. It's like if I'm sad, I should do something about it.
The fact
if
that I'm
bored,
not responsible
should...
for your happiness is something I think every day.
Yeah, it's a good thing you're not, otherwise I'd be a less happy person.
All right, last one. If you had to choose to die a tragic hero's death, which scenario would you choose?
Oh
like Star Trek reactor core self-sacrifice is pretty sweet.
Nice. I can't top that. Nice. I can't top that. The Spock death is pretty good.
I'm going to go with jumping in front of the bullet that was going to kill my husband, like taking
Ooh.
The bullet. Like
this, husband or,
this husband
or like fictional?
This husband. This is the one I like the best.
Oh, I'd take the bullet. The bullet would go right through you.
Oh, I know. It would probably still hit you, but it wouldn't kill you.
It wouldn't
slow it down
deep
a lot.
To hit the organs, though, so
plus, then no one would ever do laundry, so now you're really screwed.
I think I'd go for managing to hold a bomb off just long enough to evacuate the elementary school.
Awesome.
But having to stay in the elementary school until the bomb
goes.
The guy's staring at it, and you're like, just go. And they're like, Tim, you're like, just go.
Just go.
Exactly. Dramatic music.
Are the kids all out? Good.
Boom.
Throw yourself on a grenade or something. Yeah.
Very nice. Okay, that was awesome. That was the fastest five questions ever that anyone could
think
of.
You got a clock ticking down here, man.
We should start telling our guests, hurry it up.
So they do that every show, and the answers are just ridiculous and fun, and it's definitely, even if the episode sucks, just stick in there for the five questions.
That's what we say.
We need that to be a bumper sticker.
Even if the episode sucks, stick around for the five questions.
Through the episode, stay for the questions.
Just stick it out. Don't worry, guys.
Okay, we've got about 30 seconds left. Projects you want to pump right now. Push.
Cool. This Friday and at the Bryant Lake Bowl at 10 p.m. is Vilification Tennis's hippie show, Peace, Love, and Vilification Tennis. I will be dressed like Goldie Hawn in Laughing.
Die Laughing, April 4th through 6th. 50 straight hours of comedy.
And one of your sponsors that I heard during the break, Ginger Hop, we have a lab show there February 11th, 7:30 p.m., Ginger Hop in Northeast Minneapolis. It's going to be all improv.
It's actually in the basement in Honey, which is in the basement of Ginger Hop.
Yeah, well, cool. It's the same building.
And I do want to make sure that we point out this last week's episode was a friend of ours, Emily, coming out as an atheist. So I think that's a great episode to listen to. If you are an atheist and you haven't come out, I think it's important that you do. And that's what that
episode's
about.
Stand up and be counted.
Awesome. What's next week's episode?
Geeky Boners. We're talking about Lord of the Rings.
Geeky Boners.
Yeah. It's what we call when we're really excited about something that we've been geeking out about lately. And so we just say we have a boner.
So tune in for that, everyone. Thank you so much for being with us. Thank you, listeners, for tuning into Atheist Talk. Today's guests were Tim Wick, Nick Glover, and Molly Glover. Thank you guys very much.
Thank you so much.